Our guest in studio today is Fort Papalier. He is the president of King Cardin Pride. Fort, thank you very much for being in studio today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Thanks.
So let's talk about King Cardin Pride. Of course, the month of June is upon us, and it's going to be very, very busy with King Cardin Pride. So what events are planned for this year's Pride?
Well, our big event is on June 24th, our fifth annual King Cardin Pride Parade. I guess I shouldn't say annual. We missed 2 years with COVID restrictions and are, you know, thrilled to be back last year and this year. And we're making a lot of adjustments with the downtown construction and trying to make this happen. The municipality has been great helping us plan around detours and traffic and emergency vehicle access. So we've done a lot of detailed planning with the municipality. They're super supportive in helping make this happen. So June 24th, we'll be starting from the No Frills parking lot at 11 a.m. All are welcome to, all supporters, allies, our spectators are welcome to meet and gather there at roughly 11 a.m. to get organized, lined up, volunteers put in place, barricades at a couple of intersections. And then we'll be walking from the No Frills parking lot to KDSS, Concardon District Senior School, and ending there, and then gathering again at by the lakeshore at Densmore and McPherson Parks and Concardon Pavilion, where we'll have a whole lot of activities, fun for all ages, vendors, the Lions Club will be barbecuing hot dogs and hamburgers again. And it should be great. Lots of fun activities. A lot of people have been reaching out and saying they'll be there with floats and groups and celebrating pride and inclusivity and a great event. We're very, very proud to be the first big event off the mark in Concardon and kind of opening festival season for the summer here. So we're really excited about it.
And so this is all happening on Saturday, June 24th, the parade and the festival itself.
Correct, yes. And I should mention another first after the park activities, which will go till about 3 o'clock. For the first time, we're having an all-ages dance in the Concardon Pavilion following that from 5 till 9 o'clock. So, that was our first time doing that with our DJ, DJ Justo, and the municipality kindly arranged for the pavilion.
That's great.
Yes, so super supportive there.
And for people that might want to participate in the parade, maybe if there's, say, any businesses, for example, that are looking to maybe put a float in or something, is that option there? Is that something they can do?
Definitely. We're welcoming anyone, any groups, organizations, businesses. Show that you are supportive of Pride. You're inclusive towards your employees, clients, customers, associates, neighbors, families, and friends. It's a community gathering. Everyone, people know each other, they're supportive, they love seeing their neighbors and friends and businesses that they deal with, being representative and inclusive and progressive. And so everyone's welcome. There's no registration, it's free, it's accessible, all street level. So there's it's as open and free and available as we can possibly make it.
All right. Saturday, June 24th for King Cardin's Pride and the festival. Is there anything else from King Cardin Pride coming up?
On June 11th, we'll be having Drag Bingo once again at Grey Matter Beer. Our previous two drag bingo events were sold out and packed. So we're having a repeat of that. So the tickets are available online. You can go to Kincardine Pride on Facebook or on Instagram and Twitter as well. We hope people will support that. We're doing a delegation to Municipal Council on June 5th and about Kincardine Pride and the positives for the community. And so we're looking forward to that. We'll be having an inclusivity faith service on June 23rd, the night before the parade at Kincardine United Church with Reverend Gord Dunbar officiating. So, and we've got a few other things on the go, just not nailed down just yet, in progress.
All right. Well, we will post links to this interview and to everything we just talked about here on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com and on our social media as well. Of course, you can follow Kincardine Pride on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And we have a new webpage up for the first year, just kincardinepride.ca. It's being developed and ongoing, but our first year with our own webpage as well. And thank you to Phil Tompkins for managing that.
And at kincardinepride.ca right now, the first thing it says is, we need you volunteers for the Pride Parade.
Yes, that would be great. Just email kincardinepride@gmail.com if you're interested in volunteering, vending, participating, or any questions, information that you'd like. Just email us and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Perfect. Fort from Kincardine Pride, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about all the great events that you have coming up this month.
Great. Thank you very much to you and your colleagues here at Shoreline Classics.